Welcome to this week's African RT Beats exclusive to Channel Africa, The African Perspective. I am Nhlanhla Mahlangu. In this week's segment, various Zambian artists pen a tribute song to late former President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda, and world-renowned South African opera star Preeti Yende accuses French immigration authorities of racial discrimination. Zambian artists from Kalandaya Music Promotions have teamed up to release a tribute song for late First President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda. The artists, namely Yo Maps, Meki 2, JK Dreams, Chester, King Desi Crazy, Chenki, HD Empire, and Rich Beezy, have composed a song that encourages togetherness titled Neo Viva KK. A tribute song to late Zambian President Dr. Kenneth Kaunda by various Zambian artists titled Neo Viva KK. World-renowned South African opera singer Preeti Yende says she was traumatized after the star was detained at the Charles de Gaulle Airport in Paris and has accused immigration authorities of racial discrimination. The soprano, who is in France for a string of performances, took to social media this week and accused French customs agents of treating her with outrageous racial discrimination. Yende was detained for several hours. According to French police, Yende's Italian resident permit was not valid. The South African Embassy in Paris says it has written to French authorities seeking an explanation and has requested a thorough investigation into the matter. South African noodle and seasoning brand has introduced a culinary conversation on inclusivity in the kitchen. Who belongs in a kitchen? That's the question that may raise eyebrows in many households. The answer depends on many social factors, including how people were brought up, gender roles, and cooking skills. Maggie brought together some of Mzansi's most loved TV personalities and gave them a chance to tell their Open Up the Kitchen stories. Sheila Chisina, marketing manager at Maggie Nestle South Africa, elaborates.
The Open Up the Kitchen campaign is exciting and different. As you know, Maggie is an iconic global brand, and our purpose is to help millions of people worldwide to cook their favorite foods every day. Through the Open Up the Kitchen campaign, Maggie wants to encourage people to get into the kitchen. We want to drive kitchen inclusivity as we provide quality products that will enhance every meal while helping you create long-lasting memories.
The brand brought together Masasa Mbangeni, Gabriel Demudzani, and Mduduzi Mabaso to challenge them in the kitchen by sharing their stories of kitchen inclusivity. Demudzani elaborates.
I think it's something that, you know, each and every person must be familiar with, and for self, not for the next person. So I think, you know, the responsibility is incumbent on all of us to break the stereotype. People must cut out the stereotypes of saying, you know, women should be the ones in the kitchen, or only those that can cook must be in the kitchen. I'm one of those who believe that, you know, cooking is a journey, and it's a journey that you can improve as in and when you go. It's not an overnight thing. And the barometer is yours.
And that's it for this week's African RT Beats. Until next week, for Channel Africa, I'm Nhlanhla Mahlangu.